Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include British news media call to end forced organ harvesting in China. Shenyun takes beauty and goodness across five countries. London, British Parliament expresses concern about forced organ harvesting in China. Introducing Falun Gong at Taiwan University's Azalea Festival. Istanbul, Turkey, sharing the benefits of Falun Dafa and raising awareness about the persecution in China. And practitioners' efforts touch Chinese tourists in Vietnam. Now for the stories.
British news media called to end forced organ harvesting in China. Several major news outlets in the United Kingdom, including the BBC, The Guardian, The Sunday Express, and The Scotsman, recently published articles or produced programs calling for an end to the killing of prisoners of conscience for organs in China. A discussion at the British House of Parliament titled Force Live Organ Extraction in China took place on March 26, 2019. Offering media a timely news hook to delve into the issue. Hosted by MP Jim Shannon, chair of the All-Party Parliamentary Group on Freedom of Religion and Belief, 12 Parliament members from a number of different political parties joined the discussion, voicing their outrage and concern over the state-sanctioned crimes of forced organ harvesting in China. BBC Radio 4 covered the event with a segment that was aired by the following day during its Yesterday in Parliament program. An article by David Williamson, deputy political editor of the Sunday Express, titled Campaigners Warn of China Butchering Political Prisoners for Their Organs, was published on March 31st. He wrote, Amnesty International has already called for an independent investigation into allegations of organ harvesting in China. Politicians have raised concerns about claims of forced organ removals on an industrial scale. No nation should allow their citizens to go to China for organs until China has allowed a full investigation into the organ harvesting of prisoners of conscience, both past and present. An article called for UK to ban patients traveling to China for organ tourism, written by Owen Bocott, legal affairs correspondent for The Guardian, was published on March 31st. Bocott quoted MP Jim Shannon, who told MPs at a parliamentary debate last week that the UK government should consider imposing an organ tourism ban like those already enacted by Italy, Spain, Israel, and Taiwan. An article by Alastair Carmichael, MP, was published in The Scotsman on March 19th, highlighting forced organ harvesting and human rights abuses in China. He cited the forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners, Uyghurs, Christians, Tibetan Buddhists as a serious issue. Carmichael wrote, "The idea of forced harvesting sounds simply unbelievable. What human would kill another human being for their organs? It is easy to dismiss as ridiculous hyperbole, but it is not ridiculous. There is no clearer case where we should seek to bring that influence to bear and to lead the international condemnation of this ethnic cleansing." He wrote in a summary at the end of the article, "We are not willing to sit back and be bystanders."
Shenyun takes beauty and goodness across five countries. The six Shenyun Performing Arts touring companies performed in Germany, Austria, Canada, the United States, and South Korea on March 22nd through 28, 2019. Mayor Siegfried Nagel saw Shenyun perform at the Graz Opera on March 25th. He said, "The artists brought to us beauty which exists in this world, something that people still can share and will not forget. I know that such abilities as shown by the dancers can only be achieved through hard work and great effort." German journalist Axel Retz saw Shenyun perform at Berlin's Deutsche Oper on March 16th. He said, "At the high point of the show, smartphones, which is such a relevant instrument in our times, brought me back from the past to the present. I watch people and their smartphones, write about how our young people, a total generation, are beholden to it." John Novosad, the president of Avon Canada, saw Shenyun perform at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Vancouver, Canada on March 26th. He said that Shenyun gives people a good understanding of Chinese culture. "Just how old it is, and how traditional it is, and how broad it is with the numerous languages and dialects," he said. "The dancing, the storytelling, the way they've told us stories is truly outstanding." International clothing company owner Lise Moreau watched the Shenyun performance at the First Ontario Concert Hall in Hamilton, Canada on March 24th. She said, "I get teary-eyed watching it all, from the beginning to the end. They take you through the history, they take you through their struggles, and they take you to the point where they've conquered them. It's magical, it's mystical, it's spiritual, and the performers are amazing. It's just beautiful," she said. Shenyun continues its world tour with performances in Nice, France, Toronto, Canada, Chongqing, South Korea, and Stamford, Connecticut.
London. British Parliament expresses concern about forced organ harvesting in China. A debate titled "Forced Live Organ Extraction in China" was held in the British House of Parliament on March 26, 2019. Several Parliament members from multiple parties voiced their outrage and concern over the state-sanctioned crime of forced organ harvesting being carried out in China. 12 Parliament members from multiple political parties attended the debate, which was hosted by MP Jim Shannon, chair of the All-Party Parliamentary Group on Freedom of Religion and Belief. The lawmakers urged the UK government to hold China accountable for an alleged crime that some might find too disturbing to believe, the practice of forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. In response to several speeches from MPs, Mark Field, Minister of State for Asia and the Pacific at the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, said he would raise the issue of forced organ harvesting internationally. Members today have outlined concerns that organs are not only being taken from executed death row prisoners, but also from prisoners of conscience, primarily Falun Gong practitioners, as well as other religious and ethnic minorities. Concerns have been raised that sometimes organs are removed while the victim is still alive and without anesthetic, he said. MP Shannon strongly condemned the persecution of Falun Gong and other religions as well as minorities in China. He said, "I would have felt, honestly, that maybe he could have been a bit stronger. I don't think that that takes away from his commitment of what we're trying to change. We have to impress upon China that it's unethical, that it's murder on demand," he said. Andrew Griffiths, MP from Burton, compared the forced organ harvesting to the Nazis' Holocaust. "People were persecuted for their faith, and we know where that ended, because millions of people died as a result of the Holocaust. If we look at history, we see that there were opportunities for governments to intervene and act, but they did not. Are we now at the point where we should say this must stop," he said.
Introducing Falun Gong at Taiwan University's Azalea Festival. Members of the Falun Gong Association at Taiwan University participated in the Azalea Festival with other student organizations on March 16th and 17th. They introduced Falun Gong, an ancient self-cultivation practice, to the students and faculty on campus and told people about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Practitioner Li Weijian talked to two Chinese tourists for a long time about corruption in China. Mr. Li believes that the solution lies in a person's heart. He said, "If we can fundamentally improve people's honesty and sense of right and wrong, and say goodbye to the Communist Party culture, which espouses deception and violence, we can save China, he said. The two tourists agreed, and both quit the party with Mr. Li's help. Zhang is a junior majoring in science education at Taiwan University. He started practicing Falun Gong in December 2011. He said, "Many people come to this festival, so I believe it's a good chance to raise public awareness of the persecution. I've talked to a lot of students, including those from China. Some of them refused to listen to me at first, but I was patient. In the end, most of the students agreed with me and signed a petition that condemns the persecution." The Falun Dafa Association at Taiwan University was founded in 2000. Graduate student Zhuo Tingwei, the current president, hopes that high school students who come to the event will learn about Falun Gong through them. "Over the 2 days, more than 10,000 people come to the festival. We want them to know that Falun Gong teaches people to follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. We also hold free workshops to teach anyone who is interested in learning the exercises." Zhuo started practicing in high school. He said, "I was an introvert. I didn't know how to deal with people, and I didn't want to hang out with anyone. I was stressed out in high school. All kinds of exams and other stress made me wonder what the purpose of life was. I was pessimistic. Practicing Falun Gong has changed me and made me a much happier person. I learned from Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong, that the true purpose of life is to return to one's true self. I am now more confident and have a broader heart for the world and other people."
Istanbul, Turkey. Sharing the benefits of Falun Dafa and raising awareness about the persecution in China. Falun Dafa practitioners in Turkey held activities to introduce Falun Dafa and raise awareness about the persecution of the practice in China. The event was held on Saturday, March 9, 2019, at Besiktas, one of the most crowded and popular districts of Istanbul. Ozan, a university student, watched the exercise demonstration and said, "You bring good energy and a peaceful environment." He praised practitioners' efforts and signed their petition to help end the persecution. Ku Belay, a university student who lives in Hong Kong with his mother, said, "This practice should not be persecuted. China is a very powerful country, but it's also a closed country, and Chinese people are not aware of this persecution because the government isolates its citizens from the outside world." Dylan, who has been to China and studied the Chinese language, said, "I have searched for a practice like this for a long time in Istanbul. I have found you, and I want to learn this as soon as possible." A police officer expressed interest in learning the exercises and learned about the local exercise site. Falun Dafa practitioners in Istanbul gathered on March 8th in front of the Chinese consulate to raise awareness of the persecution in China and call for its end. Falun Dafa has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party since July 20, 1999. Many passersby stopped to watch the exercise demonstration and took brochures to show their support.
Practitioners' efforts touch Chinese tourists in Vietnam. A few days ago, I had the opportunity to visit Vietnam. Wherever I went, I witnessed Vietnamese Falun Gong practitioners clarifying the truth. In Hanoi, Cat Ba Island, and other places, they were alone or in groups of 2 to 4. They held posters, explained Falun Gong to people, and told Chinese tourists about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the practice. In Ha Long Bay, I saw a young Vietnamese woman standing at the parking lot. She was dressed neatly and holding a large photo album. She was showing tourists who had just finished their lunch the truth about Falun Gong. She was surrounded by 6 or 7 Chinese tourists who were talking to each other. I walked over and heard a tourist say, thank you for your nice words." When I looked more closely, I saw that her big photo album was open. It was about 24 inches wide and over 12 inches high. The pages could be flipped over one at a time. There were large pictures on each page with a large title and description. They were clear and attractive. The topics included how Falun Gong has spread to more than 100 countries, the CCP's staged Tiananmen self-immolation incident, the CCP's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners, and the lawsuits against Jiang Zemin, the former CCP head who initiated the persecution. When most of the tourists had finished their lunch, the tour guide asked them to board the bus. The woman with the album then stood quietly by the side of the coach, rhythmically flipping the pages so that those boarding the bus could see them, and those inside the bus could also see the pages through the windows. She waved as the bus pulled away, and the tourists waved back. About 50,000 to 60,000 Chinese tourists have visited Vietnam every year in recent years. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.